5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us right now at 8:37 on WMAL is Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
All right. So I want to know what you're up to, because apparently you are key in getting Andrew McCabe fired, if that's what Jeff Sessions decides to do here. I'd like to know what you have against Andrew McCabe and remind me never to cross you.
Well, there are two issues. Andrew McCabe was number two at the FBI, obviously an important position. And the problem was his wife had taken about $700,000 from Clinton crony Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia, to help with her campaign. And he didn't think it was an issue to participate in the Clinton email investigation until, wait, just a week before the election in 2016. Then he decided he needed to recuse himself, and we uncovered that all. In the meantime, you have these IG investigating, Inspector General investigating the handling of Clinton email investigation, bias at the FBI and DOJ, et cetera. And evidently, the IG just concluded and sent on to both the Attorney General and FBI Director Wray that Mr. McCabe may have misled investigators, or likely misled investigators, about his direction to other FBI employees in terms of leaks about the Clinton email investigation. So, you know, you don't tell the truth. You usually get fired from the FBI. So the word was a month or so ago that he was being pushed out and he was retiring, but it turns out he just went on a leave of absence. And the news reports are this week is that it's now on Sessions' lap as to whether to fire him and perhaps prevent him from getting a pension. Of course, Director Wray hasn't done anything. He could fire him as well.
Yeah, why is it? Sorry, that's my question. Why is it falling in Sessions' hands rather than Wray's?
Well, that's a good question. And why are they waiting for the last minute? Because I think his retirement comes into effect at the end of the week. So the fact nothing's happened till now, you know, my guess is the leaks were designed to expose that nothing's been happened by now by people who want something to happen other than just letting him go gently into the dark night. But, you know, this is a major corruption issue at the FBI. McCabe's got a lot of issues, and, you know, if he's pro-Clinton, it's fair to assume maybe he didn't like President Trump either, and his number two, an acting FBI director, would have been overseeing Russia collusion investigation.
You know, which brings to mind when we talk about Sessions doing this and this deadline looming down, Jeff Sessions allowed the statute of limitations expire on Clapper. And he could have brought, you know, there could have been charges filed about lying to Congress, because that was pretty, from what I understand, cut and dry that that had happened. Yet he didn't do that. So I don't have high hopes for Jeff Sessions actually punishing or going after Andrew McCabe in any way, shape or form here.
Well, the deadline presumably is tomorrow. And the notice to Sessions and to the FBI director was over well over a month ago. So it's really inexcusable that they're waiting till now. As I pointed out, there's more than enough reason between the conflicts of interest he had with Hillary Clinton and then presumably lying about communications with the media about Hillary Clinton's email investigation. Boy, oh boy, the FBI is a mess at the leadership level. And my concern is Director Wray is more often concerned about protecting the institution of the FBI than cleaning it up and just, you know, pretending, well, it's the FBI, you can't say anything bad about it. and while ignoring these corruption scandals.
I want to ask you sort of about McCabe in detail here, because McCabe defenders point out he recused himself from Hillary investigations during his wife's campaign, and it wasn't until after the campaign that he allowed himself to be a part of investigations and then subsequently recused himself when public scrutiny was drawn to it. The other side of this, and I'll let you answer both, is that the article to which he supposedly leaked, a Wall Street Journal article, was reflected negatively on Hillary Clinton rather than positively. So they're sort of making the case here that McCabe is blameless in this.
Well, 2 points. He was compromised. He shouldn't have been involved in the Clinton email investigation. You know, 3 months previously, his wife had received $700,000. He's number two or one of the top officials in the FBI. And even while he was getting the money, it's not clear he recused himself directly from the Clinton email investigation. Secondly, the fact the leaks were, quote, anti-Hillary doesn't justify them. And I've long highlighted that the FBI and the FBI leadership has long wanted to have their cake, and eat it too, which is to pretend to be investigating Hillary Clinton and defending the reputation of the FBI while leaking improperly against Hillary Clinton. And I don't see any reason to suggest that the FBI ultimately protected Hillary Clinton didn't necessarily, you can't be convinced that they didn't do anything improper in terms of leaking information about her to make themselves look good.
This habit...
It was quite a nasty, corrupt dance that was going on in 2016.
This habit of leaking information rather than just saying it in public statements on the record by law enforcement, this is what, when people talk about the deep state, this is what they mean, no? When you actually use the resources of the government to share information in a way that sort of tilts the conversation.
Well, and, you know, leaks aren't always illegal, but if you lie about them, that's the issue, and evidently that's the issue with Andrew McCabe.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want that in FBI directors or assistant FBI directors, and that's why he's on a leave of absence right now. That's just why the Attorney General and the FBI director have this issue to deal with.
Quick question in the 15 seconds we have left. Am I confusing Andrew McCabe with someone else? Was ordered by a judge to turn over communication records to Judicial Watch?
Oh, well, we've asked the FBI for his text messages.
Okay.
Because we understand there probably are very interesting text messages about that Clinton email investigation.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI has yet to turn over one text message.
Amazing.
Outrageous.
Stuff.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Fitton, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate your time to go walk your dog.
Yes, please do.
844 on WMAL.